You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
In a good news for all of us, India has finally hit the target of administering 100 crore COVID vaccine doses. So, congratulations to everyone. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From the roller coaster ride in certain stocks, the high energy prices globally, to how the festive season is treating the auto sector, I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. But before we discuss more about other news that made headlines on October 21st, let me first tell you how India achieved the important milestone of administering 100 crore vaccine doses. The target was achieved in 278 days. The country took 85 days to touch the 10 crore mark, 45 more days to cross the 20 crore mark, and 29 more days to reach the 30 crore mark. Then, in another 24 days, we reached the 40 crore mark, and then 20 more days later, 50 crore vaccination mark. And fast forward 76 days, India has surged past the 100 crore vaccination mark. The government wants all of India's adults population to get vaccinated this year, as of now, 75% of them have got at least one dose and 31% have had two. India is currently administering three vaccines against COVID: Serum Institute of India's Covishield, Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, and Russia's Sputnik V. Covishield accounted for a whopping 88 crore of the doses, completely dominating India's vaccination drive. On a day when India has scripted history by touching the 100 crore mark, Adar Poonawalla, a CEO of Serum Institute of India, spoke to CNBC TV 18 and said that he was relieved that the AstraZeneca partnership worked out well. On scaling up production, he said his firm is going to reach close to 220 to 240 million doses in October. Now, moving on to some other top stories of today. First, let's find out what happened in the market. Indian equity benchmark indices made a sharp U-turn and gave up initial hikes, closing lower for the third session today. However, Nifty Bank rallied and managed to scale a record high, keeping the overall losses in check. A strong rally was seen in Nifty Bank as the index closed above 40,000 for the first time, rising over 1%. Nifty Financial Services also rose 1%, whereas Nifty PSU banks were up almost 3%. Also, cinema stocks are still glamorous. With the theatres in Maharashtra reopening this week, market gurus see more legs to the rally in cinema stocks. In the past 3 months, PVR's CRIP has risen 28% and Inox Leisure stock has gained 37%. Shares of these multiplex operators are seen as tactical opportunities to play the reopening theme. Moving on, global brokerage firm UBS says that Indian equities look unattractive because of the wide valuation gap. According to UBS, Indian stocks are extremely expensive compared to ASEAN. UBS has also made some significant changes in its market positioning by lifting China to overweight and generally reducing the cyclical markets to neutral or underweight. Next up, in some good news for central government employees, reports say that the government has cleared a hike of 3% in DNS allowance. This means they'll get DA at a rate of 31% with effect from July 1st this year. Moving on, in an exclusive interview with CNBC TV 18, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that the high energy prices could undermine global economic recovery. He said that since everybody is moving towards green energy, maybe that's why there is underinvestment and maybe that is why there is higher cost. However, whatever the reason, if prices of energy go on reaching and passing these unprecedented levels, they'll impact and ultimately undermine economic recovery. And that would be a global phenomenon. Next up is a look at the auto sector. Turns out, the festive season is not all that happy for automakers because of the global semiconductor shortage. The Federation of Automobile Dealers Association said that while the demand is high, the shortage of vehicles has caused a lot of dissatisfaction among customers. And the passenger vehicle segment is experiencing the brunt of low stocks the most. FADA's president Vinkesh Gulati says that on-ground reality is that fresh customers are walking in, customers intending to book cars are walking in, but automakers don't have vehicles to give them. The kind of sentiments this festive season actually evokes in the customer is only increasing the problem for them. Here's a look at the situation in Uttarakhand, which is still struggling with the rain aftermath. According to officials, landslides have blocked roads, many villages went without electricity, and the death toll due to rain-related events has climbed to 52, whereas 5 people are still missing. The weather cleared on October 20th morning after incessant rain since October 17th night that had triggered floods which washed away bridges and landslides which blocked access to towns like Nainital for hours. Next is an update on the global front. Former US President Donald Trump is launching a new media company with its own social media platform. This is 9 months after he was expelled from social media for his role in inciting the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Trump says that his goal in launching the Trump Media and Technology Group and its Truth Social app is to create a rival to the big tech companies that have shut him out and denied him the megaphone that was paramount to his national rise. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories of the day. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.